This is Joseph Kokom at MochaFest 2014 on behalf of Becca Hilburn's Art Process Blog, Keep On Truckin' Natto Soup. And if you could introduce yourselves, please.
Yeah, I'm Autumn, Autumn Truckin' Syrup, and I'm Eileen McLean.
Okay, and what brings you to gals to MochaFest this year? So is this your first time at MochaFest?
This is my first time in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it difficult hauling all your books and table setup to the United States?
I just brought my box of comics, and every customs agent, they're like, what's in the box? And I was like, slow down, Brad Pitt. I'll tell you. Like, it's okay. I've got this.
Considering you're coming from out of the country, did you find it was easier to just purchase table setup things in the United States rather than lugging things along with you?
I was very lucky. I didn't have to bring very much stuff for table setup. Okay. Eileen lives here, so she had a lot of table setup. And
that's great.
We're also sharing our table setup. She has a lot of, like, she's a con pro. She has everything. So we're using this for her setup.
Interviewed. So can you tell us a little bit about your work? I know we were discussing your comic Colorblind a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
This
one's the art book.
Yeah, it's an art book. What led you to produce a full-color art book? Is that something you did for this convention?
It's actually something I was working on just for fun. I was unemployed for a while, and I needed a little bit of extra cash, and all I had really to do was, I had a lot of time to do art, so I made a couple zines, and I sold them on Gumroad, and it was just digital copies, and then I decided that for Mocha, I'd really like to, make an actual physical copy to sell, and I think it turned out really good. Like, the colors are good, it's a good little size, just a fun little art book, and I was really excited that it turned out good.
Definitely. Can we talk about some of your work?
Okay. Yeah, so this is what I brought to Mocha. It's Transit Fashion. It is a art book of New York City street style fashion, and it's all based on actual people that I saw on the subways in New York.
Okay.
And I wanted to do an art book
Were you working from photos, or were you drawing people
I was sketching people on the subway and making notes about what they were wearing and then finishing it.
Nice.
Sketching people on your commute because
fashion in New York is so hard and exciting, and I've always sketched people on the subway.
Yeah, there's so much figure
drawing, and I realized why don't I just combine those two things and do a book.
Do you have a background in fashion, or it's just something that you're interested in?
And I used to cosplay, and I used to make costumes a lot and make some of my own clothes.
Yeah.
I do have a little bit of fashion background. I also did some fashion photography work while I was in college. So I finally brought it over to doing illustration and art.
Yeah.
That's great. Sure. Can you tell us about your comics a little bit?
So this is my autobiographical mini comic, Always Expected, about the first time I went on a plane by myself without my parents, which was last year when I was 16.
Okay.
Now. And this is my webcomic, The Chopper Chronicles, which I started at age 14, and I've been doing weekly ever since. And this is actually a 200-page book. I mean,
it, and I was so excited. So I did a comic for them that was published in July 2013, in the 25th anniversary issue, actually, which is very exciting. And I was so excited to be part of Dark Horse and got a lot of good press for my comic, and they've actually given me the exclusive rights to reprint it in this book, which I'm so grateful for, because I didn't expect that they would do that, and so many people who couldn't go to a shop to get the issue are now able to read it in the book.
It was a limited print edition, essentially, the first time, but now it's in a long
Dark Horse
Presents
number 25. The Dark Horse books won't be out very long. I think you can still get them online, but most comic shops only carry the most recent one.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I was able to reprint it in my book, and they gave me the rights so that I can show it to other people who read my comic but maybe didn't get to go to a comic store, didn't have one in their area, somehow could not access Dark Horse. And I'm really proud of the work that I did for them, and I'm glad that I'm able to show it to more people. And they've actually invited me back for another contribution. I'm not sure when it will be published, but I'm very excited about that. It'll be longer this time. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. No, that's a fascinating story. So did they know that you were 14 at the time?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And I think some people in the community were a little bit surprised, because Dark Horse usually only takes
established artists,
adults,
essentially.
Over
yeah,
18,
yeah.
Able to buy alcohol at the minimum. or drive. I couldn't drive at that time.
Right.
And I think people were initially surprised, but then realized it was a really cool thing that they were doing to support young artists, and I'm so grateful that they supported me in that, because I know that they would kind of took a risk on me, and I worked really hard to show them that, yeah, I could easily do this, and I think they really appreciated that, and I think it hopefully inspired some kid who was maybe in a comic store and found it. It didn't say anywhere in the issue what my age was, but I just
right.
Someone could have looked me up and seen it, and I'm really happy that they simultaneously were supporting making a big deal out of it. They weren't using it as the only selling point, letting my work speak for itself, but also just supporting young artists, I think, is so important.
Right, it wasn't just a shtick. They weren't saying, oh, look at what this 14-year-old produced. It was just, oh, look at this great work.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
They wouldn't say, oh, yes, we have another comic from 53-year-old regular contributor. You wouldn't list everyone's ages. So I'm glad they didn't single me out, but at the same time, I'm glad people were appreciative of, oh, yeah, 14-year-old ages. So I think it's really amazing that they included me, and I'm so grateful that not only did they include me, but they let me reprint the comic and let more people see it and have it in my book.
Right, and you actually already had the story in mind, or how much of the work?
They had me do four different story ideas for them, and they picked one of them. I didn't have the story in mind. It was only a one-page comic, and it was featuring the characters from my comic, The Chapel Chronicles. So the story itself, since it was not too long, I gave various ideas, and they picked it. It didn't require too much editorial feedback on that. The one that I've done for them recently, which is longer, did have more of the story writing process in it. And I didn't have an idea in mind ahead of time. Once they gave me the assignment, then I went brainstormed and emailed it to them as the first stage. Because everything at Dark Horse is done in stages. You do the thumbnail, you do the idea, then you do pencils, and it's vetoed at every single stage. Which can make the process quite long as you're waiting to get your critiques back, but it's still a great experience. And
you're getting that feedback, so they're not going to be surprised at the end with what you've produced.
They really give you the opportunity to make changes, and they tweak your work as well. And actually, the most recent one, the last few stages of process, they didn't have any changes for me. I had done a good job with their changes and other pages. They just said, yeah, the script, don't have anything to say. We ship it.
That's wonderful. I would ask you what the editor's name was, but I'm afraid he or she would get bombarded with emails. So.
They don't take unsolicited submissions.
Yeah, of course.
You can't email them, but I was so happy they approached me.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about how you started coming to Mocha Fest? You mentioned it's been 4 years now?
Yeah, this is my fourth time. I came here first when I was in 8th grade.
Did you come as part of a school, or you just came as an individual?
I read about it online, and I decided I wanted to come, so I researched it, decided how much it would cost, was very expensive, and pitched it to my parents, who are a lawyer. People always ask if they're artists. No, they're a lawyer and an engineer.
Okay.
And so they didn't know anything about this comics world. My mom has researched it, because that's the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
But they said, oh, okay, I guess you looked into this, so sure, you can do it. So I did it for the first year, and I've done it every year since then. It's so much fun. It's a wonderful community. I'm so grateful that I can
come. Okay. And would you have any advice for a younger person who's considering coming and tabling at Mocha Fest? I mean, obviously, it's expensive.
Well, there's a student discount, which is very helpful.
Yes.
Getting a half table or splitting a table. I'm splitting a table with two of my friends, which means that it's greatly less expensive.
Right.
It's not too bad if you do that sort of thing.
to Mocha Fest and Table every year, so getting to know the people can certainly help with
it. Most of the people who come every year. So and yep. So that's great, because you see them every year, and some of these people you won't see for the rest of the year, so it's basically like a big party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
So I did want to ask, do you have trouble with, if you're sitting behind a table with other artists, do you have trouble with people assuming that you're an artist assistant because you are young?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think sometimes people are confused and say, wait, so did you take this or did someone else? But usually not. I think it's because I'm pretty articulate and I sort of talk about things in a way that shows that I know about them.
Yeah.
People won't really assume that I haven't done it. Because I'll start saying, I'll say, this is my comic. Yay,
I said, yeah, this is how I did this.
So any concerns this might have had, or if they're confused, usually they disappear quite quickly once I start talking, as I'm prone to do with many artists.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to promote? What other conventions are you going to be going to?
I'm not really doing any other conventions this year. I've been to 8th in San Francisco before.
Oh, that's great.
But I don't think I'm going this year. It's not as good as Mocha, in my opinion. But I do have a new mini comic related expected, which is not chapter related. It's autobiographical. And that is going to be a series, part of a series of short mini comics all themed around travel. This is the first one. And I should have more next Mocha or in the spring.
Okay, and where could we find your work?
ChapelChronicles.com.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, was it Autumn?
Eileen.
Okay, I'm sorry. Eileen, where could we find your work? Where could we find your work?
EileenMcLean.com.
Okay. And is there anything else you wanted to talk about? We discussed your work briefly.
I think it got cut off last time. Because of how well this has gone this year with the three of us tabling together, we are going to be forming a comic collective of women artists, and we will be back at Mocha next year, hopefully with two tables and to be able to spread out and bring more people in. So it'll be online at some point. It'll be on my website whenever that happens.
Are you looking at essentially forming a small press or something more like a webcomic collective?
We're looking at forming a small press of sorts. We won't be requiring people to be only on our press label. People will be perfectly welcome to do their own thing as well. But we will be doing some collaborative projects and we will be showing together.
Okay.
So it's to support each other as much as anything else.
Right. And we'd be able to find links to that on your website?
Once we get that started, we are talking about the name and coming to that discussion right now since we just started this weekend. My website will link it once that's up and running. So
okay.
In the next month or so, that'll be up.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks. And unfortunately, Autumn is making a sale.
Yes.
So, do you know where we could find Autumn's work?
You can do it, right?
I worked here last time.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And how do you spell that? Is there anything else you wanted to add before?
What have you been up to?
No, I think we'll have all questions. I don't really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was mostly just talking about your experiences at Mocha Fest. This is your first year coming, obviously. Yeah, and do you think it's worth it to come down from Canada to make it to Mocha Fest?
I actually crowdfunded my way here, so in that way, I wasn't paying out of pocket.
Right.
I think now that I've had this experience, I'm going to try to put it away in my savings. I can stay with her, so I don't have to pay for a hotel.
Like, right.
Yeah.
So how did you go about crowdfunding your trip here? Did you start an Indiegogo campaign, or you just use social
Indiegogo
networks?
Kickstarter doesn't work in Canada.
Right.
I found out. But, I started Indiegogo, and my, Facebook was offering the comics I was doing, and, personalized thank you notes, because I'm very proud. I was like, I can
That's
do
great.
This for you guys, and actually, I
I'm so glad you can make it to Mocha Fest. It's been a joy talking to you all.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Exactly.
I hope you all have a good Mocha Fest.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.